if you look at sort of involving patients in decisions and participating in shared decision making, then there are a few things that you need for that. They need time. They need to be given an amount of time that they've got in order to make this choice. They need to be given time in consultations to explore their information needs, to unload their burdens, express their preferences, and also time for us to check that the information that they're basing decisions on is correct. And they need support, going through options, considering guidance really, and going through the process of decision making, and also support, you know, with the whole psychological thing of being diagnosed with breast cancer and then being asked to make a major decision. And they need lots of information, but it needs to be information that they can understand, that's targeted, that's given with repetition, so that keywords which they've never heard before, they become familiar with, that they understand what we're trying to tell them. And when we do this, we found that patients sort of acquired quite substantial amounts of knowledge and also confidence to participate in decision making. And this all influenced the way that they felt about being given choices.